fighting for America.
Here at the home of the team, with the most famous Statue of Liberty play in history, I don't need to remind you that big things happen late in the fourth quarter.
Fighting for Idaho.
We are here fighting for the voiceless, especially the children who are conceived in rape and incest, because their lives matter, just like a child conceived with wine and roses.
Fighting for you.
I came in Monday morning. I was shocked to learn of the news reports about the footballs. I had no knowledge whatsoever of the situation until Monday morning.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Your show always delivers.
Winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
You know, sometimes I'm just glad that I'm not in TV anymore. And you're saying, gosh, is this guy going to be one of these idiots in radio that just talks about himself? I don't know. I just sit there and just so disgusted with just the state of television today. It's no wonder that this program, thanks to us, thanks to you, and the support that we have with you, continues to live and breathe and grow. And the online stuff, although, I mean, how serious? Now, do we even talk about the president being interviewed by those nitwits on YouTube? I mean, really? But I'm sitting here watching this, and I mean, here we have Sweet William. You remember Sweet William, our great friend Sweet William. Yes, Sweet William is still part of the staff. He likes to roam around occasionally, run wild and free. He spends a lot of time in the break room these days. Sweet William, do we have the cut that really defines our entire life here on planet Earth?
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
There we have it. Chris Troupas. God bless Chris Troupas. I just sit there and think to myself, friends, we've got issues going on. And God bless you for being smart, for being patriotic, for loving this great nation. Because we need you. And let me get to it. I'm watching all the major networks here. The dummies on the Today Show, they've got Mike Lupica, who's a sports writer who's paid to, you know, talk obnoxiously, you know, about the outrage of the New England Patriots, about Bill Belichick, about Tom Brady. And I think people, and I'm a victim of this as well, or not a victim, I practice this as well. They want to talk about sports. I mean, we have the English guy from Fox News on with his, I don't know, his glasses that make him a lot more serious looking, talking about this. I don't know if he knows a football from a soccer ball. We have people going, well, did they cheat? Did they do this? Is it a wonder that nobody can pretty much name the Secretary of State, that we have the president who sauntered into town and was greeted by a bunch of folks that think he did a great job, that now have attacked me for outing him for trying to get the Boulder White Clouds? Well, he didn't do that, Kevin. You need to admit you're wrong. I don't know if I was wrong. I gave you an opinion piece. It was my opinion. However, who's to say that I didn't talk to one of my friends that I still am in contact with in network television or cable television that said, hey, Kevin, this is what we're hearing out of the White House? Who's to say that I don't have friends in other states that are chairman of the Democratic political party in those states that may or may not have whispered in my ear? Or that, you know, going back to my 20 years in radio, that I didn't talk to some activists in the New England states that are still very close to the White House. But it was an opinion piece. However, let's get to the facts of the day. I've meandered around enough. This Deflategate, is it a story? Well, finally, we get to the ISIS hostage deadline, thankfully. It's just amazing. That's the world that we live in. And everybody wants to, you know, talk about the Patriots and their cheaters. What about ISIS? You probably heard at the top of the hour. Here you have a mother begging her government to pay the ransom so her son, who did nothing wrong but was doing his job as a Japanese journalist, is about ready to get his head cut off, begging the Japanese government to save his life. Who knows if that'll play out? Now, that's an issue, right? We have the Add the Words meeting coming up on Monday. By the way, we'll have our special edition of the Add the Words pre-hearing show. where we hope to have members of our team and members of their team have a lengthy discussion. Already, if I start saying, I love you in a heterosexually appropriate way, we have a woman calling or emailing that I'm a hate-filled fatty. I don't know how that, usually most people of my girth are jolly. But regardless of that, thanks for the self-diagnosis there. And we say these things for your entertainment purposes only. But, you know, we go from the lack of hard-hitting stories to what we talk about, the statesman trying narrowly to follow our lead, did a little story on how much the president's trip cost. We have other outlets saying it was a boom for local business. But in reality, he stuck us with the bill. He came here. Look, if I was right and he would have claimed the Boulder White Cloud region, hey, at least he came here to do something besides just walk around and have a pep rally, correct? Think about that. Those are some issues, but let's get to the heart of the story here at 580-5436. And thanks to our friends TPB, Idaho Steve, and others, we've been on this story for 2 years, and that's the raising of the gas tax. We hear now from Channel 7.
As you know, it's hard to get any sort of tax increase through this very conservative state has. There goes our light. But leaders here see this possible tax increase very differently and say that by getting these funds and spending this money now, they'd be saving so much more money in the future. Is the Idaho Transportation Department getting enough funding to keep your roads and bridges smooth and safe? Thursday, the director said no.
It is no secret that Idaho does not have enough funding to support the needs of an aging system.
Brian Ness talked in front of a joint committee of both the House and Senate Transportation Committees. He says ITD recently realigned the agency, saving about $80 million in bonds and salaries, but still reduced fatalities on Idaho's highways. However, Ness says the state's infrastructure is aging and crumbling. Idaho currently has almost 800 bridges that are beyond their designed life, and road quality is falling annually. The governor's task force says that Idaho is underfunding transportation by $543 million a year, and that $262 million of that is needed annually just to preserve the system as it is today.
Idaho's economy is beginning to turn around, but to accelerate and sustain this improvement, we must begin reinvesting in transportation. This will grow the economy and put contractors back to work.
There we have it. Okay. As we predicted that this would happen, we predicted this 2 years ago when we were at Thomas Hammer. Remember that? When the legislature was in town once a week, Sweet Willard and I would go down to Thomas Hammer and we'd talk to these folks. But at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, here we have the Department of Transportation beginning to lobby lawmakers to support a gas tax hike. Just like the Republicans are trying to do at the federal level. Gee, gas prices down at a historic level, and now let's stick it to you, to Sally, to Mama, to Daddy, to everyone. Right? Right? At 580-5436, 580-KIDO, where we have the roads are falling apart, the bridges are going to be torn down. Now, let me say this. God forbid anything like what happened in Minnesota would happen here. We want safe roads and safe bridges. But my friends, especially you folks that make a payroll, especially that you folks that honor your commitments and bills as overwhelming as they may be, dear true believer, dear American, dear Idahoan, this didn't happen overnight. Governor Otter reelected after 8 years running things. Where was the money for the past couple years? You just don't automatically hiccup and, gee whiz, we've underfunded the roads for $500 million. And by the way, I didn't know it was government's place to employ people as this gentleman is advocating here. What's really happening is the big money special interest, the lobbyist, the folks that want to get those contracts to get paid have decided... We supported these politicians. Now it's time for them to pay the freight. But it's just like you. If you don't pay your credit card and then all of a sudden you have a big bill, who's to blame? I would say the government, right? And isn't it funny that we have a crisis this year, but last year during an election year, well, the roads and bridges were just fine, everybody. Take a look at what Governor Otter said. I'm not doing it. I'm just spelling out what's going to happen. Don't look at me, partner. Governor Smart. He did talk about this in the State of the State.
Chairman Brackett and Palmer, legislative leaders, I am not going to stand here and tell you how to swallow this elephant. That would be contrary to all that I have learned and that we have learned about each other in recent years. But we all know it must be done. And I welcome financially responsible legislation that addresses steady, ongoing, and sustainable transportation infrastructure in Idaho. However, I will not entertain proposals that aimed at competing for general fund tax dollars with education and our other required public programs or services.
Governor lays the smack down here at 580 KIDO. Lays the smack down indeed. We have people saying it's time for you to pay up so we can employ people to fix the roads and bridges. Again, where's the accountability that you and I have in our daily lives? Brian in Boise with Kevin Miller. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, one of the things that I don't think a lot of people realize, and I don't beg to be an expert in state economics or that sort of thing, but you have to look at why gas prices are so low to begin with. OPEC has voluntarily reduced prices on the barrels of oil to a level that's actually below sustainable economic growth for the Saudi Arabians and for OPEC. And they're doing that to kill the shale oil and the domestic oil production here. Look at what's happening up in like Williston, South Dakota, and up in Alberta. Those places that were boom towns a year ago are now ghost towns. And they're doing it on purpose. They're sacrificing their...
Now, Brian, is that really happening in the Dakotas already?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, look it up. So the problem with that is that people are saying, wow, we have amazingly low gas prices and the economy is awesome. So now let's look to tax us a little bit to get the roads up to speed. But what's going to happen is the OPEC nations, as soon as they've killed off the domestic oil production, which they know and we know, we have more capability in petroleum production in the North American continent than they could ever hope to have in the Middle East. Once they kill that off through politics and or economics, prices are going to go right back up, if not to the former bad levels, but to higher levels. And if we start laying down a bunch of taxes to start that or to do that while gas prices are low, it's going to be that much worse once OPEC raises the prices down the road. I'll take your comments offline. Thanks, Kevin.
Brian, thank you. Brian hit the nail on the head. Here we don't even buy gas from the Saudis. I mean, we buy our gas from the Canadians and the Mexicans. Here we have an industry that is uniquely American. And all of a sudden, these boom towns are going bust because the Saudis have dropped the gas prices. And our politicians think that we're, I'm sorry to say this, stupid. So they're going to hike the gas tax. Now, of course, they're going to get, while the getting's good, hey, here's a free meal. We can get that that dessert, too. And then when gas goes up to $3, how many of us, when we're driving, can't believe that gas here is $1.84? Too good to be true. And a gas tax now, they know they can't get it. This is their best chance to get it because we're lulled into Deflategate, right? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We're going to hear more about the roads and the bridges and how bad they are. Hey, I agree with you. The question is, are you willing to pay to build more roads and bridges? And quite frankly, where were these guys for the last 6 or 8 years with the roads? I'd like to hear from you next. Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO. Time for traffic.
Weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
The biggest ticket item in our infrastructure inventory is our long-term multi-billion-dollar investment in Idaho's roads and bridges. And if Idaho learns means anything at all, it's time for us to address that elephant in the room.
There we have it. Governor Otter laying the smackdown, but saying, I'm not going to pay for it. Are you? Kevin Miller with you here talking roads and bridges. And are you ready to pay for them to be fixed? We go to Travis in Boise with Kevin Miller. Good morning, Travis.
Morning, Kevin. Hey, I was just going to make a comment. Isn't there an ad being played currently that says that there's $600 million that's been donated in the last couple of years from lottery for the schools and permanent building fund?
Yep. Yep.
And there's also, if I'm not mistaken, I believe the federal government is in charge of maintaining bridges. So where's all that money going?
Well, you know, Travis, you could have a career in the news business.
Well, I hope not.
Well, yeah, I know. It's better to work for a living. But, you know, it's funny. These lawmakers make these statements and nobody challenges them. And then we have people saying, well, Idaho's conservative legislature, nothing gets passed. And you go, really, guys, can we be objective when we're doing a news story?
Yeah, it flabbergasts me that we're sitting here and we're, you know, they're wanting to do more and more on taxes. And the previous caller had stated that, you know, because the gas prices are so low, you're going to end up with these new taxes on the fuel, which when they go back up, guess what? The tax is still there.
Exactly.
So.
But my point is, I mean, Travis, you have to show something for your paycheck. Apparently, our state government, when it comes to our roads and bridges, have given it a pass. And, oh, wow, we're $500 million underfunded. Okay, well, that just didn't happen this year, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the whole reason that they accepted the lottery into Idaho was to be able to allow that extra money to help fund the roads and bridges and schools.
Apparently, the schools are getting all the money.
Not apparently, because they can't afford textbooks.
Good point. Travis, thank you for the call.
Yep.
All right, 580-5436. We go to Ron Paul Jim. Good morning, sir.
Morning. Hey, when gas prices are down, doesn't that increase revenue, tax revenue to the government because people drive more?
Allegedly.
I mean, the taxes isn't a percentage. It's a fixed rate, you know? So I would think that they would want the gas prices to remain low so that the revenue stream continues to come in, at least, you know. But instead, they're trying to say that we're our shortfalls are due to the efficiency of cars. Again, who caused that? Well, that was the government mandating more efficient cars.
Well, and it's kind of like the government: we don't want you to smoke, but we're going to use the revenue from smoking to fund anti-smoking efforts, and then when people quit smoking, then their revenue shortfall is there.
Well, the thing with the gas tax is that that money was never, you know, it was intentionally originally intended to go towards, the funds of transportation, but hasn't that been put in a general fund in some way?
Right. That's what most states do. In fact, let's have an audit of where the gas tax money has gone. But before you answer that, I want you to because this is the point you originally made. This is what Governor Otter said exclusively to us. What was it in June?
You know, I drive in from Star every day, just like you do. And when I'm sitting there on State Street and Old Highway 55 at the stoplight in my Ford pickup. That gets about 15 miles to the gallon. Somebody in an electric car pulls right up next to me. I'm paying 25 cents every 14 or 15 miles I drive because they have an electric car, and God bless them for that effort. But they're not paying the same price that I am. And so I think one of the things that we need to do is we really need to make sure that there's equal pay for equal use.
Ron Paul Jim, your response to the governor.
Hidden in that is what they want to do is charge by the mile, and the way they're going to do that is to put in GPS mandated into every car to track every mile you travel, and in that process, you're also putting in a massive surveillance system, and that's where this is heading. And it's been talked about for years, and here it is. They're trying to find a way to make it fair, and in that process, they're going to put, you know, they already have those things you plug into your computer for the insurance rates.
Sure.
This is the insurance companies want this too. They want to be able to track you. They want to be able to charge you according to risk, you know, if you speed. So So those little plug-in devices can track your speed at every aspect, every road that you're on, and match it to the speed of the road. And those little transmitters, those things are RFID transmitters that transmit to those little white boxes that you may have noticed up and down the highways. You'll see these little white, they look like about the size of a piece of Weber's bread or something aiming at the road. That's your surveillance system. They're a little RFID spraying frequency, and all those RFIDs are transmitting back. And they're tracking us everywhere. And this is just another way of mandating it.
Right on. Ron, Paul, Jim, thank you. By the way, 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com. The roads and bridges are falling down. The president talks to people on YouTube and the cost of the presidential vacation here in Boise. Are you down with paying it? That and more coming up next. 580 KIDO.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hey, my mama said whenever you go to somebody's house, you have to give them something. Oh, okay. Don't come empty-handed. Right. So I have green lipsticks, one for
yes.
Your first wife.
My first
wife? I mean.
You know something I don't?
For the first
one for
lady.
The first lady.
And the first children.
And the first. Oh, I'm teasing.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to put these.
Okay. Let me just take a look at these, though. I mean, it is impressive stuff. I'm gonna see how it looks. I'm gonna ask Michelle to try it on maybe tonight.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
You didn't get some green lipstick on my
I'm not gonna. No.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Mr. President. All right. So the next issue that we're going to tackle is education.
There we have it. The White House reaching out to the big stars of YouTube. Young lady with her green lipstick on, and I think she wanted to give Obama a big kiss. That's what the presidency has been reduced to. I think it's Glozell to the president. Here's some green lipstick, and I believe she took it out of her hair. Yes, she took it out of her hair. I'm sure the Secret Service had their own issues with that, but regardless, this is the outreach that we're so proud of POTUS for doing. Now, we've been talking about the president, and I've got a couple things for you at 580kido.com. You've got Obama's Idaho, where I predict that the president wanted to grab the Boulder White Clouds. And I believe in my heart, because we had enough guts to go to you with it, the White House backed down. Now, this has caused a lot of ire, a lot of venom in the progressive folks here in the Treasure Valley, the name-calling on Twitter, the name-calling on Facebook, and putting my picture on other people's Facebook, public enemy number one and all this, for stating an opinion. Is this not America? Did they not have the mayor with his free ride, Dave Beter, lobbying the president? Take it. Take it. Did you not have Loud for the Clouds lobbying the president to take it while he was here? It made sense. I think we outed them. They backed down. That's my opinion. 580-5436. Then we move on to to imitation is the greatest form of flattery. We've been talking about this for 2 weeks since we knew the president was coming to town. The state's been picking up our story. Potatoes by the numbers, how much was spent on Obama's Boise trip by Sven Berg, detailing how much the president's trip cost here. By the way, our friend Rance actually had more accurate figures for me yesterday than these professional journalists. Of course, they're not going to tell you the real bill, but think about how much it costs to fly Air Force One, how much it costs to fly the planes that carry, like the H-1 Hercules or whatever, that carry Air Force One. How much it costs to have the advance team here, the surveillance on all our phones? That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money that the administration spent to come here for the president to talk about blue turf. We all love Boise State. It's great for Boise State. If I went to Lewis and Clark, Idaho, or Idaho State, I'd feel gypped. Wouldn't you? So the president comes to town. in racist Idaho. By the way, please never say that Idaho is a racist state ever again. Did you see the unconditional love that the president got amongst all the white people? I mean, we always talk about, oh, Idaho, they're bad. It proves my point. There is no racism in the state. So here we have the president coming to town, and according to the Statesman, the Idaho National Guard said Air Force One used, what, 55,000 gallons of special military fuel, a Marine helicopter, and the cargo plane. The bill came to $204,574.88, paid with a military credit card. Now, the county sheriff, the Boise Police Department, the state police will not give cost estimates to how much they charged for shutting down the highway. As I said, great article by Dave Burnett at 580kido.com showing you the photos of the business that was cost due to the president coming here. What else? The airport didn't give outside costs but devoted some of its employee time to logistics. Air Force One didn't pay a landing fee. The 747 that carries the president, $179,750 per hour to operate. I think that's even more. And again, to the Statesman's credit, costs are even higher when factoring in the accompanying aircraft for the presidential trip. Mayor Beter got a free ride back. He flew to Washington to attend a conference, allegedly. Now, he must have got a great deal on plane fare, or maybe they gave him the Boise mayor's discount. $485, well, I guess that's one way. But if you were to fly on Air Force One, or if I were to fly on Air Force One representing you through credentials, they would bill me, or they'd bill the radio station. The radio station wouldn't pay it, so I would be billed for it personally. Will Mayor Beter be billed for it personally? Shouldn't he? I would say so. And again, what a big kiss that the president gave, but it's not free. And I had my buddy Rance here yesterday saying, hey, how about all the people that were inconvenienced because the president came to town on the highway? And again, you can see that from Dave Burnett at 580kido.com, where you have just the traffic that was munched together on the connector. Right? Right? And yet, what does our media talk about? They interview the mayor with his ride that we paid for. They talk about it was a great boon to Boise State, but we paid for it. And then we talk about all the people that actually had to work downtown that were inconvenienced. But hey, we should all be happy because the president gets interviewed by a woman wearing green lipstick. How crazy is that? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And if I do have some free time, we will be trying to look into the cost of the presidential trip, which, again, you'll not hear from anybody else. I just think it's ridiculous and absurd that we have people saying that it was a free trip. It was not free. We have to pay for it. And quite frankly, I would think that the mayor of Boise owes the White House some money for his trip back. Politicians are here to represent us, not to get free trips and say it's a dream of a lifetime. A dream of a lifetime would be unemployment to record levels in the city of Boise. A dream of a lifetime would be opportunities for children or college graduates, or eliminating school debt, or homes that are affordable, right? That would be opportunity to me.
Here in Boise, your unemployment rate has fallen below 4%, and that's almost two-thirds from its peak 5 years ago. So the verdict is clear. The ruling on the field stands. Middle-class economics works.
Middle-class economics works. And look, as some guy that writes for the Boise Weekly said, it's as if Miller blogs from an alternate universe. No, Miller represents Idaho. We represent America. So when you're talking to people, and they'll get emotional, like the young lady that said, I'm a hate-filled fatty, for saying, I love you, man, in a heterosexually appropriate way, they get emotional. They can't debate logistically. So for you, at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, was it worth it? There's some stories out there. Local businesses benefited from the president coming to town. That's great. But how about you that work downtown or had business to do downtown? How about people that were flying in? That nothing's free. It's like Obamacare. Nothing's free. It's like community college. Nothing's free. By the way, I do want to thank Cindy, who sent me an email coming to my defense. It is 7:47, Kevin Miller in the morning, time for traffic. At 5.
And back, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
We're the reddest of the red states in the United States of America. Let's stay that way. Thank you.
In a place like Idaho, the only blue turf is on your field.
27 in Mountain Home, Kevin Miller in the morning. We go to our friend Gene in CUNA. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, my friend. And how are you this day?
Well, we've missed you.
Yeah, I missed you too. Thanksgiving night, my job ended, so it's been pounding the pavement looking for something. And you know how it goes. You know, you jump out of one thing, jump into something else.
Well, how's it looking for you?
It's all right, man. We're still disabled, so yeah, you know how it goes. But
I'm with you. Why don't you? And when we're done, I want you. You got an email, Gene, at all?
No, I really don't, Kevin. It's we haven't got our thing set up.
All right. Before you go, though, I want you to hang on and give Ray your phone number because I want to talk to you off the air. All right?
Okay. Sounds cool, man.
All right. So, what do you want to talk about, brother?
Well, I want to talk about our lovely president. Isn't this guy precious?
He's
My
something.
Goodness.
I thought I saw you in the front row there.
If you'd have seen me, never mind. We won't say that.
Yeah, I can't say that.
Yeah. No, I was expecting Channel 7 to say everything, including, hey, the Messiah has risen. You know, it was almost sickening. Well, no, it was sickening. It just, you know, the economy is doing better. The housing market is doing better. Well, if they didn't pump billions of dollars into the housing market, well, it wouldn't be doing so much better. And just certain things I've been learning about that I'm really, really wondering what part of the universe this man lives in. He doesn't live in my universe. So I'm wondering
and neither are the folks that support him, apparently.
No, this has gone just beyond ridiculous. I know he's on his last term, and I know there's lots of talk about Hillary Clinton and things like this, but heaven forbid we get that woman in office.
Well, what do you make of people? Now, Gene, let me ask you.
Yeah.
You know, what do you make of the mayor of Boise's free plane ride?
Free? Oh, my heavens. You know, the mayor of Boise, I think he's on the same playing field as Obama. I think he feels that because I'm in a public office that everything I get to do is free and I don't have to pay for a thing. So to him, in his mind, it is free because he's not paying for it out of his pocket.
Right.
But he's not taking into consideration everybody else that has to pay for it so he can go play like everybody else in the government does. And I don't know, maybe I'm rambling a little bit, but yeah, in his mind, it was free because he didn't have to pay for it. But somebody ultimately has to pay for it. I mean, it just doesn't fall out of thin air. And it just doesn't magically appear. The money just doesn't come floating through the wall in a paper bag and say, here you go, you know, Mr. Mayor. You can take a plane ride with your buddy and you guys can have tea and crumpets and sing Kumbaya all the way to the White House. It just doesn't happen that way. And I wish these guys would get a handle on this because every time they take a plane ride, I forget the exact number, but every time Air Force One or the mayor's plane or somebody else's plane fires up, it costs thousands of dollars to do that. And that comes out of your pocket, it comes out of my pocket, and every other hardworking Idahoan, it comes out of our pockets because we're the ones that are having to pay taxes and fees and everything else, you know. I don't know how many other states do this, but now we're paying park fees. I guess we have been for years, But when I went and got my license the last time, it said, do you want to add your park fee onto it? And I said, no, if I want to go to the park, I'm just going to go to the park. Why would I want to pay a fee to go to a park when I've got the Owyhee Mountains that I can traipse all over? It doesn't make sense to me.
Gene, hang on.
Hi, buddy.
All right. Gene, our great friend, looking for a gig. Let's see if we can help him out. 7:57, Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. Coming up next hour, I want to talk a little bit more about our national obsession with Deflategate and how it really distracts us from real important issues. And then I do want to talk about a person that has inspired me in the sports world for many, many years, and his name is Jeff Gordon. By the way, thank you for reminding me of that, Ray Amaya. Our driver this hour is Greg Biffle. That's right. When you hear Greg Biffle between now and 9 o'clock, be caller 10 to register to win that trip to the Daytona 500. And remember, you can always register for that trip at 580kido.com. But we'll talk a little bit about Jeff Gordon and Greg Biffle coming up. I know it's confusing, but you pay attention, and so do we. 7:58, time for traffic. And coming up next, roads, bridges, Obama, and Deflategate. All that before 9 o'clock. As we continue to cover the news as it happens, by the way, 580kido.com, great blogs. If you're like me, always looking for content, whether we're here or not, 580kido.com. Follow me on Twitter, at Kevin Miller Show. And, of course, our Facebook site for the station, 580kido.com, Kevin Miller Show as well. A lot going on. Just another hour. Stay with us, won't you? You're listening to your home of Fox News on the radio, 580kido. KIDO.